Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo. Cambridge 105 Radio.
Time for our first night feature, and Cambridge Footlights began their international tour in the city last night. After debuting at the ADC Theatre, it will head to New York, San Francisco and the Edinburgh Fringe, amongst others. And we welcome Sarah Colwell as our new theatre reviewer to tell us what she thought of it all. Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you very much for coming in.
That's all right. It was a bit of a late night last night.
Welcome to our club.
Thank you.
Yeah, we had a bit of a late night last night as well. Relatively speaking, what time do you buy? It was 9:30, 9:45.
Isn't it so sad that that's like a late night for us these days?
Well, we're sitting in the theatre and I'm like, we've got to go. It's past my bedtime. I nearly put hot chocolate on the interval drinks thing.
It's called Look Alive. Did the footlights look alive last night?
I think if they were any more alive, they would have probably exploded into the audience. These young people are incredible. They're, 21, 22, and they are so full of energy. Mm. Just bam, 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 sketch after sketch after sketch. So funny, really, really good. Thoroughly enjoyable evening.
Have you seen any Footlights productions before?
I saw one 2 years ago. I think that was probably the first one I've seen.
Okay.
You know, obviously, if you live in Cambridge, you have to go and see it. So I was quite pleased that I got to see it. So I took my husband along last night, who I don't think has seen any Footlights before.
Has he not?
No, he's from Leicestershire.
Oh, well, that explains everything.
Sorry, Paul.
So how did it match up for both of you?
Well, yeah, I mean, it was great. It was, obviously, it's called Look Alive, and the idea is that we're the audience are all from another planet, and we're watching these five Earth people who start off in a box posing, kind of explain what goes on Earth. Mm. And then there's just these kind of bizarre sketches which kind of range from the surreal to just fairly reasonable, it seems. It's very difficult to kind of sort of, I don't want to give it away because I really want everyone to go and see it, but there's a very...
Well, tell us about one sketch then, not to spoil the punchlines.
I think the highlight for me and for my husband was the Welsh folk band. They were just absolutely hilarious. They were a Welsh folk band talking about a rescue dog that they had rescued, and they were sitting on the floor with their guitars, and it was hilarious. There's kind of a theme going through. One of them played Elon Musk and would suddenly appear. I'm Elon Musk. It just kind of doesn't make sense when you're not watching it. And then there was one of the guys who gave birth to an apple. And then they had the audience participation bit, which was some poor chap was just taken out of the audience.
Oh, no.
I know.
Oh, that's one of my fears.
And formed to do mime and then taken off backstage. And we didn't see him again until the next sketch where they sort of dragged him on.
Oh, no.
I know.
Hey, quiet night at the theatre. And oh, goodness me, you end up being the production.
The very last kind of sketch was audience participation again, where one of the characters was a babysitter and the whole audience were the children. It was really good. It's really, you know, kind of what you come to expect. Very, very professional.
Mm.
And normally I was thinking I can kind of pick one out of any kind of play who's going to be brilliant. But I think all of them are just supremely talented.
Mm.
I was just thinking, if I was 21 again. And the dancing, they had this massive long dance at the beginning.
They do dancing as well?
They do everything. It's sickening, isn't it? Young people.
Did they have individual sort of opportunities to shine, or was it all done as the ensemble?
It was very much teamwork. They had, a couple of kind of monologues, but not really, because the others would join in. There's so many. It's bam, bam, bam. Mm. They kind of, but they were.
So, how many sketches was it last night?
Oh blimey!
Really? You don't?
I don't know.
And how long is each sketch?
I suppose the longest one would be 4 or 5 minutes.
Okay, so actually,
30 seconds.
Really quick stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exhausting for them. A little bit exhausting for the audience, maybe.
But yeah, and they didn't look exhausted at the end, which is very frustrating. Yes, and then they're doing it all again tonight and tomorrow and forever.
Over 2 weeks' worth, isn't it, as well? That's just in Cambridge before it goes out on tour.
Manchester, wow. Chester, America.
Amazing.
It is, really, really, really worth seeing. I'd recommend everybody go. And it's, there wasn't really any kind of, I think in the one I saw before, there were a few Cambridge-y university references, but there was nothing, it's very much open to everybody.
So you think it will travel well when it leaves the city and sort of
absolutely
heads, and I guess the reputation of the Footlights. It's interesting. I was thinking because normally we you know, it's always John Cleese who has mentioned great comic performance, Stephen Fry, but we've also Olivia Colman.
I know.
Robert Webb,
yep.
David Mitchell, John Oliver, who is doing so well in the States. I think he was on...
John Oliver, yes.
John Oliver is a
Cambridge Footlights person.
He's a Cambridge Footlights.
The one who does the, one of the, you know, US...
It's like, what's he called now? Today,
thing.
Tonight? He used to be... Oh, yes. What's the one? Oh, my
he
goodness.
He used to be on... Oh dear, we're going to do that annoying thing.
Yes,
now.
We did an annoying thing when we spent half an hour deciding. It's one of the. It's interesting.
John Stewart.
John Stewart. That's the one. He was on John Stewart's show in the States, and now he has his own show, which pops up on Sky Atlantic, I think.
Oh, right, okay.
From time to time, it's called something like Today, Tonight, This Week, something. And he's one of these performers. Actually, now he is probably more well known in the US, and he is really well known in the US than he is over here.
So
but yeah, John Oliver as well. Yeah. So do you think, you know, is there, it's the pick your favourite children question, do you think that any of the performers, and you just don't know, I realise, have the opportunity to go on?
I mean, they're all brilliant, so I don't want to pick anyone out at all. They all, in their own way, they all had very different comedy. You see what I mean? Jamie Bisping, he played a young man, a sort of a young boy, and that was really very, very funny. Angela Chanel, she was hilarious as not obnoxious Oliver, but as a stand-up comedian in a Sherlock Holmes sketch. It will all make sense, I promise.
I feel like going to see this, actually. It's very tempting.
Please go and see it. It was very good.
Plenty of opportunity to do so.
Yeah.
It is on at the ADC Theatre through until Saturday, the 22nd of June. It's 7:45, curtain up, and tickets very reasonable.
They are. Is it £9 to £12?
£9 to £12, yeah. Even the expensive ones on the weekend are no more than £15.
And the ADC Theatre is so lovely because it slopes up just right, so you can wherever you are, you can see. I've always loved the ADC. It's a nice little theatre.
I like the ADC.
Yeah.
Sarah, thank you very much
for coming in and telling us about that.
What are you going to see next, then? Are you going to
do
another one for us? We'll see what comes your way, shall we?
Yeah, we'll have a look. I don't know what's on at the arts at the moment. I need to check it out. But yes, definitely.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Cambridge 105 Radio.